Do you know why you are here? Think about it for a moment. Jesus asked his disciples a very similar question. Do you realize what I have done for you? And they didn't quite get the response. They didn't know what to say. They didn't understand what was going on. Do we also understand what is going on here? What it is that we celebrate? Well, the answer is somewhat simple, but also convoluted. We celebrate many things at once. And part of what we celebrate today is remembrance of the Passover. This was the night of the Passover. This was the night that the Jewish people realized their salvation. They realized that God was in their midst. They saw what God had done, and they left it as a night to remember. This is our night to remember. We come here to remember. That's what's so important about tonight. We remember. In a sense, we remember our heritage that came from the Jewish people. Remember how they were in Egypt, in slavery, could not worship their God, and God set them free. We remember how they journeyed through the desert, and God was there every step of the way, caring for them through every plight and issue they had. We remember how he brought them into the promised land and gave them their own land, gave them an inheritance, made them a people. More than anything, the Passover reminds them of who they are. They are Jewish. And Moses makes it clear that anyone who does not eat the Passover lamb is not Jewish and will be exiled for a year until the next Passover. So in a sense, we also come here to remember. We don't remember a long past of Jewish history. We come here to remember who we are. We are God's people. We are called here. We are brought here to be at God's feet, to listen to him, to feed on him, to recognize his graces in our lives. And this is essential to us, because we must remember who we are and who God is. It's so easy for us to wander through life and do all these things, to just go through the motions of stuff, and to forget. God has been with us every step of the way. God has saved us. God has given us grace. He has gifted us throughout our entire lives. We must remember what God has done. And that's the first stage. We come here because we too remember. We remember God's grace. We remember what he has done, and we bring it here. But it's not enough to remember, just to think of these things of the past and let them come to mind. We come here today to do more than remember. We come here to live it, live the mysteries we celebrate. And that's why we reenact them. We just don't speak of them. I could easily proclaim the gospel and move on and say, just figure it out. Listen to it a few more times, you'll get it. But that's not enough. We have to see it. We have to feel it. We have to make it real in our lives so we understand what we ought to do. First thing we'll celebrate tonight is the washing of the feet. Jesus took the lowest possible position. He washed people's feet. It's weird to us. It's weird to them. Honestly, it's probably even weirder to us. Even though the lowest place for a servant was to wash people's feet, I can guarantee you, if you went around town washing people's feet, they would not be pleased with you. They'd probably put a restraining order on you. So, it's weird. It's weird to us. It's weird even if we wash people's hands or their faces. Anything to do with it is weird. So why? Why do we live it? Why do we have to remember? We live it because it shows us who we ought to be. If we're honest about our life as Christians, then we have to be honest about our role of service, that we take lowest positions. We strive for the good of the other. We live our lives in such a way that we're willing to take these places so as to be people of service in imitation of our Lord. Think of it this way. What would we do for our friends? We do almost anything for our friends. Help them move, give them gifts, help them when they're sick. We do tons of things. It's not really service. It's out of love for them. But what about the people we don't like? What about the people that harass us? What about the people that beat us? What about the people that turn us in or the people that betray us? What about the people we think are our friends but at an hour of need desert us? Are we willing to take the lowest place and serve them even then? Are we willing to go out into our community and say, I want to help the lowest of the low who can't even thank me? What is Jesus teaching us about who we are and who we ought to be? That's one of the mysteries of the washing of the feet. But we don't stop there. We continue. The washing of the feet leads us into a greater mystery, the mystery of God's presence among us. We come here not to just celebrate a feast. We come here just not to eat something. We come here because with hearts full of gratitude, because we remembered what God has done, we bring that to the altar. This is our place of sacrifice. This is our place of encounter. This is the place where we bring those memories so that we may understand who God is. This is the Last Supper, where Jesus tells us two very important commands. Do this in remembrance of me. That every time we come here, every time we break the bread, every time we bring the bread forward, we hear the words of consecration, we remember that God is present among us. Not just present in an idealized kind of sense, but physically present. He is here in the Eucharist. He is here that we may always remember him. And we also must live that. Not just live the sense of eating him and moving on. Live the sense of offering, giving ourselves more to him. Live the sense of what it means to always remember God's actions, that we may bring them to the altar in thanksgiving. Remember the things that need him, the issues, problems of our world that come before him here and now, so that when we leave here, we take that with us. We take with us God's very presence. We bring it into our darkened world. We bring it into a world that needs to remember God's presence. And now we become that source of memory. We help people to encounter him again. We celebrate many mysteries tonight, all of which guide us into understanding who God is and guides us deeper into what Jesus has done for us, that we may never forget his saving mysteries, may always remember his mercy and come to him with hearts full of love and gratitude, offering ourselves time and time again to the God who has done everything for us and will continue to help us and serve us until the end of days.